This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
It is the top of the hour, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. An archive of all our previous interviews with the top experts that we can assemble on your behalf to make sure that you're getting the truth, the facts, as opposed to, you know, what we've been reduced to, an eight-second soundbite. You know, we try to dedicate anywhere from 10, 20 minutes, sometimes longer, if possible, to really break down the topics. So you've got all the facts, and that we can listen to hear from the experts themselves. You know, what is happening in our government? You know, what is happening here in our country today? And so that we have the knowledge when we go to vote. We've got the midterm elections just around the corner, and you want to make sure that you are not what some have referred to as a low IQ voter, okay? We need to balance out. We've got enough of those, okay? That position is well filled. We need the high IQ voter going in to save this country and to move it to its next step. I mean, look what we've done as a result of the 2016 elections. I mean, we've turned everything on its head right now, and thank you very much. I mean, we're so grateful, I got to tell you, for Donald Trump and his family, for sacrificing to the level that they have sacrificed, to put it all on the line. For what? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I know a lot of people probably look at it and say, gosh, who wants this job? Who wants to have their friends, you know, thrown into court or chased out of restaurants or, you know, had drinks spilled on them, you know, just because they support the president of the United States? I mean, this is absolute insanity, but we've got to make sure we know what we know. You know, case in point here, I don't know if you heard this or even if you saw the video the other day. This is really embarrassing, but it speaks to the level of ignorance of even our elected officials. And sadly, let me tell you, my heart is with Hawaii, and this happens to be a representative from Hawaii. And so that part made me sad, that she did not understand what was going on. In fact, at one point, she said, I'm confused. But listen to this quick soundbite here now.
Mr. Albans, would you send your child to FRCs?
Again, I think we're missing the point. These individuals are there because they have broken a law. There has to be a process.
They have broken a law only as deemed so by the president with his...
No, ma'am. They're there for violation of Title 8 of the immigration of the U.S. Nationality Act. Okay, they're 8 U.S.C. 1325. That's illegal entry is both a criminal and civil violation. They are in those FRCs pending the outcome of that civil immigration process. They have broken the law.
Well, these are mainly, my understanding is that under zero tolerance, these are no longer civil proceedings, but in fact, were criminal proceedings.
They're both, they were criminal proceedings when the Border Patrol prosecuted them, but at the conclusion of that process, once the individual came into ICE custody, they would go through administrative proceedings.
I'm confused.
Okay.
The
criminal proceeding is the individual being prosecuted for the criminal violation of improper entry.
Could you imagine the look on the faces of her staff, who is supposed to keep her up? See, this is this whole issue, which sometimes makes me laugh, you know, especially in light of the Kavanaugh confirmation, Democrats insisting that they get all this paperwork, I mean, a million pieces of documents that go back when he was basically pushing paper. He was a gatekeeper for President Bush, and they want all that documentation. I mean, they didn't even read the Affordable Care Act. What do you think they're going to do with a million pages? I mean, it is laughable. And here, something like this, like illegal immigration, I mean, you get a white paper, you know, the party puts out a white paper, say, okay, these are your marching orders, and you're not even reading that enough to where you understand the point so that when you go and ask questions, you're not embarrassed like this. And you get yourself to the point you say, whoa, I need a tutorial here. You know, can we take a break so I can figure out what it is, what kind of question I need to ask on behalf of my constituents back in Hawaii so they understand what's going on, instead of, well, it's all that knucklehead president that you guys elected. It's Trump's fault. like that's the go-to answer, right? That doesn't serve us very well. We've got more coming up. Stay with us 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez here. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there, including the plethora of previous interviews that we've had that we share with you. It's our gift to you. You can download it absolutely free. Share it with your friends, your neighbors. Listen at your own leisure. And pick up that note, you know, and be reminded of that missing note that you had that you wanted to follow up on. It's all right there. Also, I want to bring your attention that we are supporting Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us. And whatever you can do to help us to that end, that would be awesome. You know, rarely do we ask you for any kind of donations, but there is a donation button there. And we need to raise some more money because the expansion of the program has just been so positive. We're now working with over 110 veteran service facilities across the U.S. They've distributed over 15,000 MP3 players. Demand is growing rapidly, and the need for contributions, of course, is increasing. So for $10, just to give you an example, for $10 you can buy an MP3 player and hopefully save a veteran's life. These the $10 is a really wholesale, super wholesale cost, and it's like anything you would see in an Apple store. I mean, it's just wonderful, great quality units, and I tell you, this is saving lives. When you consider that veterans are committing suicide at the rate of 2022 per day, 2022 per day, that is the number, shocking as it is. And this is our way of supporting the vets and doing what we can and helping vets that are suffering from PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide, as I mentioned. So $10, whatever you can do, whatever you can donate, be much appreciated. Just go to our website, BillMartinezLive.com, click on the donate button, and we're off and rolling. We thank you very much for, you know, supporting our vets and coming alongside and doing what you can do. We're going to be talking with John Whitehead. He is the founder of the Rutherford Institute. He's an attorney, an author, has written, debated, and practiced widely in the area of constitutional law and human rights. We always appreciate John being with us. I know he's on the road right now, so he's a little bit of a moving target. We're doing what we can to track him down here. And, you know, the studio is, you know, trying to connect with him. But I know that he and his wife are on the road. And hopefully we can get a hold of him because I want to particularly address his latest column and article. He says, no doubt about it, the deep state is real. And Trump is its latest tool. Now, is Trump being duped in all this? Well, John has a perspective on it, and we'll be talking to him. But meanwhile, I want to get back into a little bit of what Tucker Carlson was talking about in terms of this whole Meanwhile, I want to get back into a little bit of what Tucker Carlson was talking about in terms of this whole Carter Page and, this whole Russian deal. I mean, everybody is so sideways. Interesting that the polling that it came out recently, which is driving the deep state and, progressives absolutely bonkers, is that the president's ratings have actually gone up. And this is on the heels of all the controversy that was raised about the Helsinki, summit with Putin. Everybody thought, well, that's it. He's done. Brennan's done overboard. Let's, this is treasonous. Let's murder the president, because of what he did in, with Putin at Helsinki. Really? I mean, wow, what a jump. I mean, for all the things that have happened that... I guess the best defense is an offense. Even if it doesn't make sense, you just, rattle it off and do what you can to get away with it. But that's what, John Brennan et al. Have been doing. They definitely have confused and murked up the waters. But, the process continues along with the Mueller investigation. Well, John Whitehead has joined us now. Happy belated birthday, John. How are you?
Hey, thank you. Just fine, Bill.
Hey, great to have you here. I was mentioning to the audience that your latest article that you say no doubt about it, the deep state is real. Okay, so we need to.
Well, it is real. Yeah, I mean everybody agrees with that now, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, pretty much. And along with it, I think that people have realized and accepted that the Russians have meddled as well. So the deep state is real. But you suggest that Trump is being duped in this, that he's their latest tool. How's that?
Well, he's gone along with everything that Obama went along with, the military, expanding the military parade. Trump's dropping a bomb every 12 minutes in the Middle East, expanding the military empire, the SWAT team raids continue, breaking in people. I mean, the police have got, Trump went on, I saw him on national television some months ago saying the police need to get tougher. Well, they're getting tougher. They're slamming 10-year-old kids down on the sidewalk now.
Wow.
Beating them with batons. They're beating girls with batons publicly in the streets. Either it's well choreographed or Trump just keeps making things come out of his mouth and people are suffering for it. The NSA is growing. I mean, it still has its $10.8 million black ops budget. We don't even know what they spend it on. Mm-hmm. Now we find out that the NSA has an international group they meet with periodically over in Europe with 17 countries, and they're establishing a worldwide, and they've already had, in my opinion, worldwide surveillance state. Mm-hmm. All that's moving forward. Nothing has slowed down under Donald Trump, unfortunately. I mean, we're seeing all the things that are being reported about in the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows the president to just choose anybody who feels an extremist. He can come to your door, lock you, grab you, and drag you away to a prison. All those things. There's nothing has really changed internally. And you're talking to the person who sued Bill Clinton and won the million-dollar lawsuit against the president. I saw the inside of the government. The same government I saw operating there under Obama, under George Bush, Clinton, all of them, is still operating. I mean, what you're dealing with, and people have to listen, stop drinking. Don't believe what you read in the newspapers, folks, or watch on television. Most of that's just blabber. You have to go out and do your own research. Mm. When you do your own research, you find out that the government's basically, run by millions of contract employees. Do most people realize that there are 854,000 contract personnel inside the government with top secret clearances that basically run the government?
Mm-hmm.
And, the deep state idea came from an FBI memo that was leaked that referred to them as the seventh floor group. They've been under the Pentagon and decide what to do next. But, listen, anybody with half a brain knows that with something as large as the United States, what, 350 million at least people in the country, the federal government runs virtually everything, even local governments now, because they give them grants, money. And they have to have something back for that money, which is control. We're operating in some kind of democracy where we're voting and getting this person or that person. Listen, like I say, I've seen it up close, and it's a nasty beast you're dealing with, and the American people are sleeping through it. It's like the movie The Matrix.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Independent every day. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. On your behalf, we the people, thank you so much. 19 after. Constitutional attorney, author John Whitehead is the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People, and it continues to rage as we were just speaking. His latest article is pointing that Trump is the latest tool of the deep state. And he says all you got to do is follow the money. The deep state, whether you call it the police state, the military-industrial complex, the surveillance state complex, it does indeed exist. And Trump, far from being its sworn enemy, is its latest tool. And when in doubt, John says, follow the money trail. It always points the way. Right, John?
Yep. It's amazing, too, but I'm saying none of the big things that I saw that troubled me under Obama or other presidents have changed. Mm-hmm. And what's amazing is this new revelation that came out about a month ago that AT&T has towers in eight major cities in the country, Los Angeles, Manhattan, New York. They look like skyscrapers, but they're bunkers, basically. And what they do is they collect all the Americans' phone calls for the NSA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the president knows that, the CIA knows that, everybody knows that inside the government, and it took a powerful story by The Intercept to reveal it to us, but they're collecting everything we're doing. They're watching everything we're doing. And when I saw the Pentagon years ago start handing out all this equipment to local police, AK-47s, batons, pepper spray, jet boots, helmets, dressing them like the military, I was going, what in the world are they doing? And now we have a standing military army on American soil. It's called, we call them the local police. But more and more recently, I'm seeing demonstrations where the police are dressed in camouflage, helmets, AK-47s, tanks. This is local police. But what are they getting ready for? And again, follow my writings. Go to the Rutherford.org and read on. A year ago or so, they came, it was discovered that the Pentagon is handing out this training video with local police involved, showing that sooner or later, they think by 2030, they're going to shut the country down. Martial law is about to be imposed. The economy is going to collapse. So there are a lot of things going on. If you have children or grandchildren, what I'm telling people is do your homework, study, go to our website, read this stuff. It's all footnoted. It's not conspiracy stuff. It's footnoted New York Times, Washington Post stories, down the line, credible so-called sources. And educate your kids at home. They're not going to get in school. And the key thing is that learn the philosophy of the people who started this country. James Madison, who wrote the Bill of Rights, said this, we ought to mistrust all those in power. What did he? Why did he say that? What happens, Bill? You know that.
Yeah.
A lot of people, when they get in, powerful positions, they start thinking they're kings or queens or whatever they are. And it goes to their head. I've seen it over and over and over in Washington, D.C. And here's another thing I want to say. Again, I've sued in and out of Washington. I've sued a lot of people in and out of Washington, D.C. over the last 40 years. Government is drama. They know it very well, how to play out the drama, the costumes, this and that, doing, going here and going there, flying here and flying there for a few minutes. It works because most people believe what they're saying. And if you believe it all the way, then you're basically telling the founding fathers to go jump in the lake. You don't believe anything they believe.
Mm-hmm. John, the moments there in Congress where Peter Strzok was being questioned and he was giving his testimony about what had gone on, and the look on his face in that was almost demonic. I mean. And it seemed to me that he represented the poster child. He could be the poster child for the deep state in terms of the reflection of the arrogance that he had.
Arrogance is the word, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
they know they're running the show, and we're paying for it, by the way.
Yes.
Our hard-earned tax dollars. It's costing the American taxpayer $20 million an hour to conduct all the wars across the globe. And for what reason? And you realize Congress is supposed to approve all these wars. We have presidents today that just start bombing. Don't even say anything to Congress. Congress sits there and watches it happen.
Well, Congress, Yeah, Congress has been neutered over the years, and you keep wondering when are they going to stand up, you know, to activist judges and, you know, what's going on with the Supreme Court. You know, presidents who have acted on their own. Barack Obama said, hey, I got a pen, I got a cell phone, and he's off and rolling. And here we are. I mean, you know, what happened to our Constitution?
What happened to our Constitution? Yeah, we started believing that the guy in the White House, and I go back to the old days when, and I've read the biographies of most presidents, but when you had Abraham Lincoln came down with no shoes on, went out in the street and bought the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
went back in the White House.
Yeah.
You don't have presidents that think like that anymore. They have specialty cooks, zillion-dollar budgets for clothes and stuff like that. And who's paying for that, by the way?
Yeah, we the people.
That average guy out there, me and you out there working our butts off, just to get by, and hopefully the IRS doesn't clamp down on us or the local government doesn't take our house away because we can't do this or pay this fine or pay that fine. The cases we get involved in, by the way, where veterans have vegetable gardens, can't pay the fines, they want to come get their homes.
Amazing, huh?
We're out there doing that as American citizens, and we have people sitting in things called the White House up on the upper floor with all these guards saying all these crazy things that you hear them say, and if you believe it all, you're being fooled. The question is, go back to what James Madison said, we ought to mistrust those in power. Mistrust people in power because people are people. Mm-hmm. Listen, the Queen of England is just like you and me. She uses the bathroom. Trump uses the bathroom. They're no better than you or I. That's the point. We're all the same out there, folks.
Well, John,
don't
when
be
you
saluting kings and queens.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. When you talk
or
about...
you end up in a tyranny. You end up with a Adolf Hitler or somebody like that.
Well, when you're talking about 854,000 unelected bureaucrats that are so well entrenched, I mean, they watch, you know, people come and go out of the Oval Office.
Oh, yeah. That's a permanent government, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, this is pretty scary stuff. And even though Trump is calling them out, you know, this is so huge. I mean, how can you even possibly begin to uproot all this?
You can't. I mean, the only way we have to do it, I tell people, as I write my books like Battlefield America, start at the local level. Start getting involved in your local government. Because local government under the Constitution, 10th Amendment, gives you the right to nullify acts of Congress even. You can say, we're not going to do that. We're not going to allow SWAT team raids. We're not going to allow the president to come into to pick someone in our community he thinks is an extremist under the National Defense Authorization Act and take them away to a detention camp. Internment camps now, which are popping up all over the country, administered by groups like Walmart, by the way. Empty warehouses now where they're putting people in. Immigrants now, but, you know, again, if you follow history, that's how concentration camps started in Nazi Germany. It started with so-called non-socials, asocials, and sooner or later it was this group, and everybody gets added to it sooner or later, and people just sit back and allow it to happen. So now is the time to get active, especially in your local government. That's why I'm telling people you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as you say, the paradigm is so established, the bureaucracy is so established, that even when good people go there, they're turned very quick because they adapt to the rules of play. And as subtle as they are,
bottled water put on their desk, plants, free food, super medical care, stuff we don't get, folks.
Right.
And we pay for it.
Yeah. And they still can't
pay for it all.
Yeah. And they still manage not to pay their bills and be in debt and bankrupt and what have you. And these are our elected officials, right? But they're above it all.
So-called elected officials, yeah.
Right. Amazing. Well, John, how
think
can
about this real quick before we go out there. You have 350 million people in this country, and when you vote for president, you only get to vote between two people. Why can't we have 10 people on the ballot?
Mm-hmm.
Some good people, by the way, like Bill Martinez.
Right. Well, and, you know, and John Whitehead. I mean, but you're exactly right that the options need to be opened up. But when you've got a mess like what we have here right now and dealing with, as you say, 854,000 bureaucrats, this deep state, boy, this is a mess to clean up on all the aisles, not just on aisle three. Again, John, we appreciate the time. Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and purchase one of your books, all your books.
Yeah, you can go to Rutherford.org, because I write a weekly column on these issues, and my latest book is Battlefield America. You can grab it on Amazon.com.
John Whitehead, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John.
Car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance. Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W 30 Discrete.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump thanking the North Korean leader in a tweet for sending what are believed to be the remains of 55 U.S. soldiers killed during the Korean War back to the United States. Vice President Mike Pence was on hand when they arrived in Hawaii yesterday.
There is a promise, sometimes spoken, often not spoken, that we leave no man behind. And that's what great nations do. Today, what the American people saw, and frankly the world saw, was the United States of America saying that we will keep that promise even nearly seven decades later.
TSA officials are considering no more passenger screenings at over 150 small and medium-sized U.S. airports. CNN obtaining documents saying that the government plans on using the money that would be saved to improve security at larger airports. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
And independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, with the school year starting soon, it always seems to revive the ongoing debate over the best way to educate our kids, right? Well, joining us today are two respected educators to discuss a new study that examines how online schools are changing education, believe it or not. Amar Kumar is a former principal and teacher who helped lead Pearson's research. And Pearson's Research and Efficacy Initiative study. And Amanda Ebel is the executive director of South Carolina Connections Academy. Welcome, Amar and Amanda. How are you? Hey, thank you for being here to talk about this has always been one of my favorite topics. I don't know why, but I've always been fascinated and interested in education, and like you, have gotten frustrated with the way education has worked its way in such a need where it is now. So I'm excited to be talking to you about innovations, and especially with online development. So a lot of people have have experience taking a class online, either in college or for work, but how do online schools work for students in grades K through 12?
Well, so we bring public school to students at their home using technology at Connections Academy. Mm-hmm. And so I'll try to give you a real-life example of what this might look like. Imagine that you're a sophomore and your dream is to play collegiate soccer. And so you get up in the morning, and when you're ready, you head over to your laptop and log in to your online lessons. And from there, you can see all the assignments you need to complete during the day. You can have live video chats with your teachers and your other classmates. You might have even signed up to go on a field trip with Connections Academy that day. And then when your schoolwork is done, you head off to soccer practice. So there are parts of your day that are really different from other kids in your town and parts of your day that are very similar. But I think at its most basic, online school is the best of public school, online learning, and school at home.
Well, that's good. Amar, is there a type of student that is attracted to online school, and what types of students attends online schools, and why would a family choose an online school for their child? Amanda just cited, maybe somebody who happens to be involved in some extracurricular school activity.
Yeah, absolutely. And really, there's no one type of one typical online school student. Our students attend for so many reasons. But the common thread throughout them all is they want flexibility. They want a more personal experience. So that could mean a student who wants to accelerate, right? They're bored in their classes and they want to move faster. Mm-hmm. It could mean a student who wants to be a little bit slower and take more time with their lessons because they might be struggling or they like to learn at a different pace. It might mean students who have health challenges so they can't go into a traditional school, or maybe they're even being bullied. So they want to have a different experience. And as Amanda said, we have some students with aggressive extracurricular or athletic activities that therefore they need that flexibility. So the online school offers that to them, and that's why we see our families choose these schools.
What about, Amanda, the one-on-one aspect of education? Do we miss out on that, or is that somehow enhanced because of online schools?
Enhanced because teachers have the ability to meet students where they are in that moment. So I'll give you an example of something that happens frequently at our school. A student is working on a math problem and they're unsure how to proceed. So what they'll do at Connections Academy is pick up the phone and call their teacher who's readily available, or they can send them an email and they can get an answer quickly so that they can then move on with their work. So our teachers love that aspect too, because they get to spend so much one-on-one time helping kids instead of being bogged down with some of the traditional responsibilities that you have in a more traditional school, like lunch duty or bus duty or discipline issues.
Mm-hmm. So they're finding that by picking up a phone or an email, this is not only practical, but also maybe more effective even, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And our teachers often say they feel that they have deeper relationships with their students at our school than they did when they taught in a traditional school as well.
Wow, that's interesting. Amar, I guess the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you know, what's the bottom line here? How good are the students doing with their online school academically?
Absolutely. Proof is indeed in the pudding, and this is one of the most important questions for us as an organization, because our Connections Academy schools serve more than 70,000 students across the country. Mm-hmm. So ensuring that those students are successful is a core part of our mission. And a lot of our parents ask, hey, how do you compare it to my school down the block? So I'm really excited that we've just concluded some research that answers that very question. And what it shows is students at Connections Academy schools perform just as well as students at bricks and mortar schools who are serving those same types of students. Plus, our students get all the benefits of that personalization and flexibility that Amanda talked about. So this is quite an important finding, because we really believe that families and students looking for a high-quality school with all those benefits, for them an online school may be just the option, and now the research backs that up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Amanda, how are the students responding? What are they saying?
You know, our students traditionally are very happy at our school, and I think it is because they are so different and their needs are being met, one of the things that we do every year is poll our parents as well. And 96% of them say that they would recommend our schools to their friends or family or someone in their community. So I think that speaks well to the fact that our students are satisfied and that they're learning.
Mm-hmm. Anecdotally, Amar, what are the kids saying? Give me a story, for example.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we could give you thousands of different mm-hmm. stories, but let's pick one. There's this wonderful third grader named Trey in our South Carolina school who, you know, he started off the school with a pretty long disciplinary history, one of the longest you'd see, and you'd be surprised to really see that a third grader had that kind of a history. And when you meet him, he's the sweetest boy who really cares about school. And what hadn't happened is he hadn't really connected with a teacher. When he started at our school, he connected with a teacher who really motivated him. And now, several years later, he's a rising ninth grader. He's in the National Junior Honor Society. He's even one of our school's TV news anchors.
Wow.
So you really see these students that come from all different backgrounds who really excel and succeed because they form those relationships.
Amanda, why are stories like this happening with your school? I mean, you know, some parents who might be a little doubtful about online activity because this is non-traditional and that sort of thing, and then they hear stories like this, and there's been that dynamic tension going on with that one-size-fits-all kind of educational system that we've lived under, and we're realizing that our kids are being underserved. So, explain to those parents who might be doubtful about this how they can be encouraged by this online opportunity.
I think parents should know that in terms of socialization, for example, that's one of the things that parents often ask me about. How will my child be socialized? And the answer is just like any other kid in the United States, through sports and extracurriculars and church. And will they get a quality education? That's another question I get often. And the answer is we're a public school, so we're accountable to the same standards as any other public school. Our teachers are certified just as they would be at your neighborhood school. And then there's the added benefit of technology, which is culturally relevant and
exactly.
very important right now. So I think there are many benefits. Our schools aren't always for everyone, but a lot of kids are really excelling.
Well, we got to wrap this up. Amar, real quick, about 10 seconds. Where can they go for more information?
ConnectionsAcademy.com to find a school near you.
It's just that simple. Again, thank you very much, Amar and Amanda, for being here and giving us an update on this new technology, online schools. Appreciate it.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
This report is brought to you by Oria Alert Find. Active shooter events are sadly becoming a frequent occurrence in the United States. In 2017 alone, there were 29 such incidents throughout the U.S., and around half of these typically occur in the workplace. Jason Bryant is an active shooter training expert.
It takes law enforcement an average of 3 minutes to respond to an active shooter event. This leaves the targeted organization and its employees 180 seconds to fend for themselves. What they do in that time matters, but what matters even more is what the organization does in the preceding weeks, months, and years to prepare.
Most companies have no formal plan for this kind of an attack. Learn from a police expert exactly what to do to protect employees, giving them the tools and training they need to react immediately to an active shooter can save lives. For more, visit ActiveShooterAssessment.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Camera action. Steve Evans, the movie guy, live from Hollywood, California. Next.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Ladies and gentlemen, live and in person, direct from Hollywood, California, the place where President Trump's star keeps getting beat up. What is it with the aggression there in California? What are they? I mean, don't they understand? I mean, this is just, you know, it's a star there on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It is not Donald Trump. What are you doing?
It's showbiz. It's not an easy business. It's tough.
I'm telling you. What a mess. Well, Mission Impossible might be, you know, protecting that star, I guess. But fallout as expected. You called it.
Number one. Yeah, I'm amazed. $61.3 million, and this is the biggest opening in that franchise history. I mean, this has been going on since 96. This is the sixth Mission Impossible.
He's aging like wine there, man. It just tastes better the older it gets, I guess, huh?
He is 56 years old and still able to pull off the action hero. And people that have seen the movie, I haven't seen it, I'm going to see it this weekend, but people that have seen the movie said this is one of the best action films they've ever seen. I mean, it's getting great reviews. 97% of the critics are recommending. It's going to end up making about $200 million in this country alone. Made $96 million worldwide or outside the country last weekend. And he's doing all this at the age of 56.
With a broken ankle. He's hobbling.
Oh, yes.
He's hobbling to the bank, ladies and gentlemen. I know you feel sorry for him.
He also produces these things, so it is quite a trip to the bank that he has to make. But, you know, when you think about this guy's career, he's been doing this for about 37 years, ever since he was 19.
Yeah.
And, you know, think of the movies, Risky Business, All the Right Moves. You had, of course, Top Gun.
Rain, yes.
Born on the 4th. It just goes on and on.
And we got Top Gun coming up. We got the updated version, right?
Coming up, and it's going to be out in July of next year. And as you remember, in the first Top Gun, you had Maverick and his family oriented wingman, Goose.
On it. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and that bromance ended tragically with Bradshaw dying after ejecting from their stalled jet. Well, in the new film, here's what we've heard. Maverick is going to be back, the Tom Cruise character, now as a flight instructor.
Of course.
Mentoring Goose's grown son.
Oh, wow.
Miles Teller from Whiplash.
Is the son going to be a wingman, or is he going to be in the front seat?
I don't know at this particular point, but it's shaping up to be quite a movie, and that, of course, will be huge because we all feel occasionally that need for speed, right?
Yes, exactly. You got it. I'm with you.
So anyway, quite a career for old Tom. Mission Impossible was number one. We have Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again. That was number two. The Equalizer 2 was number three. Hotel Transylvania 3 was number four. Teen Titans Go to the Movies rounded out the top five. Well, we have a family film this weekend, which really looks good.
And yeah, people have been looking forward to this one. This will be interesting.
This is PG. It's perfect for the family, and anybody that has ever had family, kids, they've read a few Winnie the Pooh books, and that's what this one is all about. This is called Christopher Robin, and it's about, it's about Christopher Robin, the heartwarming live-action adventure, Disney's Christopher Robin, this young boy who loved embarking on adventures in the 100-acre wood with a band of spirited and lovable stuffed animals. This guy's grown up now, and he's lost his way, Bill. Now it's up to his childhood friends to venture into our world and help Christopher Robin remember the loving and playful boy who is still inside. Is that
I'm hearing Kenny Loggins in the background.
This has been an amazing franchise. All started, of course, back in 1926 when A.A. Milne wrote the book Winnie the Pooh or Christopher Robin, which, by the way, I don't know how many get sold, but the illustration, the hand-drawn illustrated map of Winnie the Pooh's hometown, the 100-acre wood, recently sold at auction for $570,000.
Wow.
It's called the original map of 100-acre wood. It was drawn by Ernest Howard Shepherd back in 26 for the original book.
Who would have thunk, right?
Who would have thunk? One more piece of trivia. I mean, A.A. Milne lived at a place called Cotchford Farm, which was later purchased by Brian Jones, the co-founder of the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
That was the swimming pool where he had Brian Jones met his demise back in 1969.
Oh.
Bought the farm and then bought the farm.
Farm, yeah, exactly.
So anyway, that was out there. That won't be number one. We'll have Mission Impossible repeating in the number one slot, they think. But that is out there for the family. PG, go see it. On the other side of the coin, we have The Darkest Minds. Not getting great reviews. 11% of the critics are recommending this, which means, of course, that 89%. Well, anyway, this is about teens mysteriously developing powerful new abilities, and they are declared a threat by the government. I don't think we've ever seen that plot before, have we?
No.
they are detained. 16-year-old Ruby, one of the most powerful young people anyone has ever encountered, escapes her camp, joins a group of runaway teens seeking safe haven. Soon, this newfound family realizes that in a world in which adults in power have betrayed them, running is not enough. They must wage a resistance using their collective power to take back control of their future. Called The Darkest Minds, 11% saying, hey, go see that one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have a movie called The Spy Who Dumped Me, which looks like a lot of fun. 51% are recommending this one, starring Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon. This is about Audrey and Morgan, two 30-year-old best friends in L.A. They are thrust unexpectedly into an international conspiracy when Audrey's ex-boyfriend shows up at their apartment with a team of deadly assassins on his trail. Surprising even themselves, the duo jump into action on the run throughout Europe from the suspicious but charming British agent. They hatch a plan to save the world. The Spy Who Dumped Me with Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon, 51%. Right.
I just like to say Mila Kunis.
Well, it's great to say, and she. I've always had a thing for Mila Kunis. Yeah, she is quite attractive on.
Sounds like a country song. There's a hook there somewhere.
We talked about this one a while back, Eighth Grade, which is going wide. It's just getting great reviews, 99% recommending. It's been huge on the festival circuit. I think it's going to do well. And I think, hopefully, Elsie Fisher gets some sort of a nomination when that time rolls around because she does such a great job playing 13-year-old Kayla, enduring this tidal wave of contemporary suburban adolescence as she makes her way through the last week of middle school, the end of her thus far disastrous eighth grade year before she begins her high school career.
Mm. Do you remember eighth grade?
Check out the trailer on this.
Uh-huh. How was eighth grade for you?
Oh, you know, there ought to be a law against that.
It was forgettable. Well, the problem with eighth grade is ninth grade. Because right when you think you're all that in a bag of chips in eighth grade... It's like you go back. You got to start all over again in ninth grade, you know?
Yeah, after finally making it through the eighth grade. You see, it's just tough. If you've been through the eighth grade, or if you have kids that have been through the eighth grade, you know that it's difficult. But she really is so true to this part. 99% recommend.
But my eighth grade wasn't rated R, though. But this one is.
That's kind of the way that eighth grade is these days. I think we went to the eighth grade in simpler times.
I guess. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
We have another female buddy flick out this weekend, which looks really good. 74% recommending Never Going Back. This is a fresh and funny look at female friendship following Angela, played by Maya Mitchell, and Jesse, played by Camilla Marone. They dream of escaping their waitressing jobs at a low-rent Texas diner, even if it's only going to Galveston. It takes place over a couple of days that follows their unpredictable misadventures on the streets of suburban Dallas as they attempt increasingly madcap and wild schemes to try to raise some cash. You see, they just want to go on this vacation, but their house got robbed, the rent's due, they're about to get fired, and by the way, they're broke. 74% recommending.
And the truck doesn't start, and they lost their dog.
Yeah.
But we're hearing Glenn Campbell, Galveston, in the background.
There you go.
It's all good.
Here is a doc which is kind of interesting. 40 years in the making, the Magic Music movie. This chronicles how one of their greatest fans, Lee Aronson, who is a director and a UC Boulder alumnus, Lee Aronson tracked down the original band members four decades later to tell their story. He's tracked down the band members of Magic Music. More importantly, he makes a dream come true for himself, fellow fans, and the band by bringing them all back to Boulder for a sold-out reunion concert that preserves their legacy for posterity. It's called 40 Years in the Making, the Magic Music movie. It's creatively done. You might want to check out the trailer there. That looks
Steve-O, you think about that, in this country as vast as it is, there were regional bands that just made it in their community that were hot like this, and I bet this is going to bring back a lot of memories for people who grew up and, you know, had a local band. So why didn't they go national? But they were just, you know, for a time such as that and for that particular area, and, memories abound, right?
Well, they do, and I grew up in the Northwest, and we had the Northwest music scene. And there were, there were groups like the Sonics and the Kingsmen. Of course, Louie came out of the Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
All these, you're right, there were these great local bands.
Yeah, between Louie and American Pie, you got people that are just, in fetal position, still trying to understand what the heck they were trying to tell us in that song.
The mystery of Louie. Nowadays, of course, you have to hit it big, and you have to hit it nationally, and you have the Internet, and internationally, it's crazy. So, different time back when. Speaking of music, we have a movie called Nico, another doc. This is about the last year of Nico's life. She was, of course, the legendary female vocalist for a group called the Velvet Underground with Andy Warhol. Mm-hmm. This is about 1988. It follows the singer-songwriter approaching 50, leading the solitary existence in Manchester, far from the big glam days back in the 60s. Her life and career is on the fringes, but her new manager, Richard, convinces her to hit the road again and tour Europe and promote the latest album. Struggling with her demons and the consequences of a muddled life, she longs to rebuild the relationship with her son, whose custody she lost a long time ago, and this is about that last year. Nico, 1988, another doc out this weekend.
Hey, another one that you didn't mention, but has been on our radar, is Death of a Nation, Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, which is going nationwide.
Right.
So we're going to keep an eye on that one, and boy, it makes you wonder, can America revive after all that it's gone through? So that'll be a movie on my list for this weekend as well. We'll see you at the cinema.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract
from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate.